You're listening to Marketplace Weekend. If there's a theoretical person who's probably not supposed to care about making money, it's a punk rock star. Part of that kind of studied coolness is affecting nonchalance about material success. But success is exactly what's happening for the Danish band Ice Age. Their third album was reviewed as brilliant, and they're in fashion magazines and on a U.S. tour. I spoke with the band's frontman, Elias Bender Ronenfeldt, in downtown New York, where he was staying with an artist friend. There's a mattress on the floor, some philosophy books, and of course, an ever-present cigarette. I asked him to describe his job to me.
I write records, and I go play them. And I've been doing that for a while now.
You have talked in other interviews about not caring about monetary success. Is that true?
I don't think it should be a criteria for creating something. But no, I think that success should lie in what you've created and not in what kind of acknowledgement what you've created can lead you to.
And yet it must feel good now to have interviews in Vogue and, you know, the Fader following you around and things like that. Is there some outward signifier of success that feels good?
I don't get off on it, but I'd probably be kind of pissed off if people weren't paying attention. But I also think that they should. So
why should they?
Well, I believe what I do is definitely worth taking note of.
A lot of people have asked you about this sort of question of whether there's a frontman persona or whether that's you. Particularly if you look at, you know, the Lord's Favorite. What do you think?
Sometimes you don't really know. But I still don't really haven't figured out how this works.
You feel like you're figuring it out kind of as it's happening?
I just rarely think why. I do things, but I rarely think of why.
You're very young. Do you feel young in this business? Because you've been doing it for a long time, but you're only, what, 22?
I mean, maybe I'm a little less naive than 4 years ago, but I don't think I was ever that naive. But I don't think there's plenty of people in the music world that are much older than me and has been doing it for longer, but I've yet very dumb people. So it depends on how you measure it, I guess.
At the time of writing, you said you were completely broke. What was that like? What was a day like?
I mean, for writing, it was pretty good because it made it harder to leave the house. Like I was just kind of stuck because it's at some point I couldn't afford food or a metro ticket anymore. But luckily, I also had some friends I could leech onto. Yeah, my money comes and goes.
What do you think about that? Is this a business that you can make a living in?
Some kind of living. I think I earn less than a cashier in a supermarket, but I make it work. But I think it's kind of weird talking about money like this.
What's your writing process like?
You just have to hope that things will keep coming to you, really.
Does that ever scare you that maybe they won't?
I had like a period after I had just finished Plowing Into the Field of Love. After that, I felt so empty. It was just silent up there. And that was very freaky to me. And I didn't really know how to react. What do you do when you don't have these things?
And what do you do?
I think I'm mostly, let's just say it didn't improve my behavior. Then one day came and things started being there again.
Where do you draw from when you do that?
I don't know. Like, I'd like to think of it as just some kind of vacuum cleaner inside my head, and it kind of picks whatever information it wants itself, whether it might be feelings that comes through living or literature or music or like this impression, and it just kind of like gets in the vacuum cleaner and broken apart, and like that it's all these broken pieces of information that like just whirls around in there, and then sometimes two pieces will hit each other and they glue together, and maybe that's where an idea comes from. But it's hard to pinpoint where I draw reference from for me.
Elias Ronenfeldt, thank you.
Cheers.